Blog Talk Radio.
Your bliss is waiting. Reconnect with the love within. Welcome to Wish Me Love with your host, Raquel Hanna.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is Raquel Hanna hosting our call today. We have a beautiful show ahead of us. I am completely ignited by the conversation of creating our bliss in our careers. I have, in my own personal life, struggled with creating the life of my dreams. And one of the biggest opportunities and the areas that lacked joy for me was and has been my career space. And when we really think about it, we spend a good deal of our time in the creation of our livelihoods. That's a big part of our adult lives. And I've seen people from people who are certified in all types of practitioner services to attorneys, to doctors, to people in regular workforce making minimum wage, all unhappy. In fact, I remember thinking in my life, well, if I had completed college and if I had a degree, I would be happy. And I met someone who was an attorney, $100,000 in debt, getting her her degree and all of that, and she was miserable. And she said, "I have to do it now because I have all of this debt." But she did not like her career. So it really doesn't matter where you are and how accomplished you are. It is still possible, no matter what path you've taken, to get to the finish line and still realize, you know what, I am not happy with my career. And if you're not happy with your career, you're spending a good portion of every single week in a space of dissatisfaction, and for some of us, even in a space of misery. So we have a special guest today, Christopher, and he is going to be on the line chatting with us about his Magic 12 program, giving us more information on how he stepped out of that space of dissatisfaction, how he stepped out of debt and really stepped into a place of entrepreneurship where he was able to create some satisfaction in his life. Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and welcome Chris on the line. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and I'm just really excited to talk with you about your program. I would love to just kind of hear the backstory about how you created the Magic 12 program.
Absolutely. So it was, I'm glad you actually mentioned about college and debt and that kind of thing, because that is part of my backstory. And I went to school for engineering and mathematics. And when I graduated, I really wasn't feeling it. I didn't really want to do it. I couldn't picture myself like sitting in a lab or behind a desk all day, you know, and if that wasn't depressing enough, having a bunch of student loans that I, you know, couldn't pay with like a minimum wage job until I figured out what I wanted to do, you know, there was just a tremendous amount of pressure, you know, with my parents, with the loans. So right after that time period, somebody came along and they promised me this job that was supposed to pay, basically all my loans would have been paid off. I could have moved on. I could have gone and done anything I wanted. It actually turned out to be a scam. And they used my credit. They drained my bank account, and they put me in $65,000 more debt on top of all the student loans that I already had. I could imagine what that would be like for somebody. You know, I was young. I didn't really even figure out myself yet. I didn't know who I was. I was in tremendous amount of debt. I was super depressed. And after a few years of going through like probably one of the worst depressions you could ever even imagine, I felt like giving up completely on life altogether. And one night before I went to bed, I just kind of like, I don't remember if I said it out loud or if I was just kind of thinking it to myself, but I said, if there's a God, this needs to end tomorrow. And the way, and then the next morning I woke up, and I had this huge sense of energy and presence the next day. And believe it or not, I actually woke up. It was 3:33 in the morning, and I had never heard of anything like synchronicity or times, like, you know, people talk about 11:11 and like angel numbers like 444 and things like that. I had never been exposed to anything spiritual, no personal development, anything prior to that moment. I mean, I was a math and science guy, completely logical. And to be honest with you, I didn't even really believe in a God when I prayed that night. I sure did the next day, though. It was like a moment of enlightenment. Just all these positive thoughts started coming through my head that next day. And, man, I can't even, it's really hard to explain even. Have you ever had any moments like that?
You know, I would say one of my biggest moments, I consider it to be my spiritual awakening. I was kind of in a state similar to where you were. I just had been living in that state for probably a little bit longer because my life, in this experience of my life, I never really felt like there was a purpose for my life. I didn't know why I was here. And so I went to the bookstore one day looking for A Course in Miracles, and they were out, but I stayed in the metaphysical section and ended up landing on this book called Realms of the Earth Angels by Doreen Virtue. And I went home. I actually grabbed 3 copies because I had a couple of other people in my life that were kind of on the same spiritual path, and I was like, this is the book I think we all need. And I went home, and I read that book, and in that moment, there was so much clarity and so much freedom that I would say that was probably one of my similar moments where I was like, I get it now. This makes sense. And there was an answer that was just given to me. And when I look back on that experience, you know, I still don't know how I landed on that book of all the books, but that's the one that showed up. So I do agree that, you know, even in the moments where we have the most desperation, if we ask for help, we can find it. In fact, I believe the Course in Miracles said those who seek peace will find it. If you don't find it, it's because you don't want it. And so if you're in the space of really wanting those answers, like you released and surrendered to the experience and asked for help,
mm-hmm.
the answer came.
Yeah, it was
and
definitely a complete surrendering.
Does. Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever you're in a tough situation or anything like that, if you really like cling on to it and you keep thinking about it all the time and you start fighting life, you know, life's going to chew you up. You really need that peace and serenity and just to let go.
I love that.
So
tell us how that guided you through and built up on, and I'm assuming that moment kind of continued on into what the work you're doing now. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. So from that point, after I had that spiritual awakening, I just started writing a lot, and I started writing on Facebook, and people were really enjoying what I was writing. So I kept doing it. And then I started recording YouTube videos. People really enjoyed those, and I started building up a really big following. And, you know, just out of the goodness of my heart, I was coaching people online before I even knew what life coaching was. Until one day, this one person said, Chris, you gave me so much help, I can't just take this for free. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, other people pay for this kind of service. And I was like, really? You know, I had no idea. I really, honestly, like I said, personal development, all that. I had no idea any of these things even existed at this point. So she sent me money through PayPal, and I was like, huh. You know, I felt like, at that moment, I felt like another spiritual awakening. I felt all this, like, energy inside me, and I was like, wait a minute, there's something here. You know, I for the first time, I feel like I'm doing something. I was just being me. I was just 100% being myself, and I found myself coaching people. So that's pretty much how the whole personal development career path started. After a while of doing that, though, I felt I needed a little bit of a change, and I felt something was going a little different. And that's when I kind of took another step back, and this course came out, the Magic 12. So in the Magic 12, there's 12 modules, and I broke it down into three different parts. Each one has four parts. So the whole first part is mostly related to energy, that kind of thing. So like module one's Let's Go Energy Flow. And in that module, you learn everything about physical, mental, and a little bit of spiritual energy, stuff that just, you know, gives you that huge boost of energy that you get kind of in that flow. The second module is Trust is a Must. So that's where you learn how to trust yourself, trust the universe. You know, you develop this high level of trust that gives you the strength and ability to create any experience that you want. The third module is the positive-negative paradox. That's where it's a technique that I developed through my experience letting go of a lot of negative stuff from my past. And it also helps you see the future in a more positive way and even see the present in a positive way. So it basically kind of alters your subconscious mind to be able to just look at everything, past, present, and future, as positive. And basically the positive-negative paradox states that for every negative situation, there's an equal and opposite positive situation occurring simultaneously. So it just keeps going along like that. I don't know if you really want me to go through all of them or, you know, it's up to you.
Well, in the space of listeners is tuning in and trying to see how this program will help them create a greater career, how does the program serve in getting someone from, say, whether they're where you were, you had done all the work, you had gone to school, you thought that you'd stepped into the right path. I'm actually thinking of Cheryl Richardson, which we both had the opportunity to share a little stage time with her a couple years ago.
Yes.
And something that I heard her say on one of her radio shows is she said, I believe that everyone should go through their 20s exploring life, and then when they get to their 30s, go to school. Because at 18, you have no idea, you know, who it is that you really want to be. And, you know, I think this is true. So we're in the society that, you know, we get asked that almost our entire childhood, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I don't think that's something that you kind of just create or think up on the top of your head.
Yeah, I really don't. I agree. I really think that we're forced at a young age. I mean, my parents had me visiting colleges. I think I was 15 or 14. I don't even know. I was like 14, 15. No, I would say 15. And I actually started college. I was 17 because my birthday is actually tomorrow, September 21st. And so the cutoff for school age, I guess I just made the cutoff and I was younger than everybody. And, you know, starting out your life when you're that young, going into a college where, you know, it's like you have to put in all those loans, it's just way too young of an age. I don't think you really could possibly know what you want to do. I think the system maybe needs an adjustment.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And so, you know, I think there are a good number of people who were in your position. And then there are people like me in my position, kind of life sidetracked and pulled me out of school, even though I went right at the early time, but I didn't complete. And, you know, in the story of the shame and the experiences, I was in work that I didn't feel really lined up with my greatest talents and greatest abilities, but I didn't have the confidence to shift out of that. So no matter where you are on the spectrum, you know, I want the listener to be able to hear how the Magic 12 program can create the confidence, the courage, and then hopefully ultimately the outcome that we're all seeking, which is to create careers and the dream career that will not only give us the finances that we need, but the peace and will help us to understand how we can contribute to life, not in a space of meaningless work, powerful work, where we're contributing. So how can your program guide a listener through that process?
Okay. So the first few that I mentioned was more really getting your physical, mental, and emotional state at a peak state. So that's important because even before, when you wipe out all that, like, what am I going to do? What exactly, who am I? What is my shell? What is my career path? Before you even get to that point, you have to be in a peak state. I always tell everybody, even before you get in a relationship with somebody, get in a peak state, because when you get yourself in that peak state, that's when you are at a vibrational level and you're going to attract every situation, person, place, thing is going to come to you so quick and so easy when you get yourself in that peak state. So that's why that first part was important. Then throughout the second part of the program, it's more about growth. Growing in with yourself, with your business. So I always recommend, you know, people read books. But there's not only books on personal development. If you go to a library, you could get a book to learn how to do absolutely anything. There's books on public speaking. There's books on accounting. There's so many books, you know, and instead of kind of sitting where you're at and saying, oh, I want to do this thing, but I really don't know how, I don't know where to get started, I don't know, I have money to go to school, go to the library. The books are free. You can learn how to do anything and start a career off of it. So just make sure you're always learning. Go around asking people, find somebody doing something you want to do, and go do it. And if you really don't even know what you want to do, there's also sections in the course for that too. So that's where, now some parts of the course, I'll just skip over to the third part. So the third part is a little bit more connecting with your inner spirit, with the universe, and really your inner being, because your inner being is what knows what your path is. Your inner being knows exactly where you should be. You know, and I sometimes hesitate when I say the word should, because it's not like we should be anywhere, but it's, you know, there's a path of life that when you get on it, you feel so amazing. So you don't have to be there if you don't want, but I personally want to be there because I can't even explain it. It's magical, and that's why I called my course the Magic 12, because these 12 keys that I'm giving to people in this course are, they really just unlock this doorway to a life that you never would have thought is possible. So to get yourself into that career, there's all these small steps. If you want to get into a career that's meant for you, that's in your heart and soul, there's all these very, very little tiny steps that you take to get there. And it's not about figuring out what I need to do at that much. I mean, that's part of it. So I do have a section called Structure and Planning. So that's where you kind of get all the mental, you know, all the thinking out of the way. But then there's also parts, there's a section called Personal Intuition. And that's where you kind of set aside your thoughts and you really tap into your intuition, into your spirit, your soul, whatever you want to call it, and really get into that flow and get into that other side of life where it's not all about thoughts. It's not all about how do I figure out how to do this. You just get into that flow and stuff happens so quick. And, you know, when you talk about career path, you always think, well, how do I know I'm really on the right career path? So there's a section in the course for that as well. It helps people really know with absolute certainty whether they're on that right path or not. Because, you know, success takes a long time. To be able to build your dream, it could take 7 to 10 years at least. You know, it's not even about how long is it going to take, because honestly, it's going to be for the rest of your life. if this is truly a career and a career path that you want and you're meant for, you're just going to live that and be that every day. You know, there is some career out there for everybody that they can do every day that will fulfill them, it'll make them happy. And if you're not feeling that with whatever you're doing right now, the quickest way to get there is to drop what you're doing and go do something else. You know, I did that for, you know, quite a few years, just, you know, changing things, trying something else. You really have to be willing to move. You know, a lot of people, I think, one of the things you mentioned with school, you said you left school or whatever, and right? Is that right? You said you left school and you felt like kind of shame, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you know how common that is with people? It's whenever we do something and we change it, you know, it's like in our minds we think, oh, everybody's going to think I couldn't handle it or I gave up and I'm a failure. No, that's a load of BS. That's not failure. That's life. That's what you're supposed to do. It's like, you know, you ever see a little kid running around, they grab one toy, then they drop it and they go to another one? Do you ever go to the kid and say, hey, why'd you give up on that toy? You're such a failure. Come on, what are you doing? No, you don't say that. You let them be a kid. We're all kids. We're always going to be a kid. You always have to go and just keep trying anything you can and just keep trying and doing different stuff and never beat yourself up. Never, ever.
Yeah. You know, and I hear that because there's so many people that I talk to in the world that I'm in where they've just resigned themselves. They believe that because they've made certain wrong decisions that it's over. You know, it's just I'm too old. I'm never going to be able to do what I really want to do. And they have, surrendered in what I would say the wrong way to a life that is not what they really want. And
mm-hmm.
in the space of making those changes with our careers, I think it's so important what you brought up is we can stop at any time. I think it was Steve Jobs that he said that he would go and ask himself, you know, is he happy with what he's doing? And he also encouraged people to get a job that they knew wasn't their bliss, you know, go wait tables or do something, you know, remedial mm-hmm. so that you can clear your mind and put yourself in a position where you have to make a change toward what it is that you really want. And so I am of the belief, and I know that you are as well, that it doesn't matter what your age, it doesn't matter what decisions you've made,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you've landed, it doesn't matter who's fired you or what you've done or what mistakes you've made in your career, it is possible today to make new choices to create
mm-hmm.
the career and the life that you want to live.
Yeah, I did briefly mention the positive-negative paradox. I wanted to just bring this up since we were talking about it. So that
mm-hmm.
part of the course is what helps you to really to let go of all that stuff and to see it not in such a negative way. You flip it all around, you see it in a positive way, you kind of embed that in your subconscious mind. And those are things that in the very, very, very beginning of my journey out of my, you know, funk, whatever you want to call it, these are all the things that I started to do to get myself out of that point, you know, because you'll never be able to get to the high road, to your state of bliss from a state of, you know, depression or despair. You can't get from here to there. It just doesn't work. You know, there's not like there's no bridge going from there. You have to start changing your own energy first before you can even see what that career path is. You know, the mind works in a certain way. And so if you closed your eyes right now and I said, keep thinking of the color blue, think of the color blue, visualize blue, visualize blue. And then I tell you to open your eyes and you look around, all you're going to spot first is the color blue. So even career paths and things kind of work that way. If you don't have in your subconscious mind all that, those positive beliefs and all of those good things, you are going to be blind to everything that's positive in your life. You'll open your eyes in the morning, and all you're going to see is bills. You're going to see work, stress. You're going to see dirty dishes in the sink. You're going to see all the things that you know, don't make life feel so great all the time. That's all you're going to be able to see. So you have to flip that around, and that's what the positive-negative paradox does in the third section of the third module of the course. It flips all those things around for you so that when you get up in the morning, all you start seeing is the positive things. You know, and it's not just like about positive thinking. It's a little bit different than that because it's so truly greatly powerful. You know, you will start noticing things that people are saying. Like I said, when that person paid me money through PayPal, that was the launch of my entire career for the last 3 years. If I wasn't in that positive mental state, I wouldn't have even noticed. I would have been like, oh, you know, so what? So what? I could put $20 or I don't know how. I think she gave me like $60 or something. I don't remember now. So, you know, I could have said to myself, oh, so what? I'm going to put $60 towards $100,000 of debt? That's not enough. What am I going to do? No, I saw it as a positive thing, and I said, wow, there's something here. This is my path. This is my career path. So it's really important you see that positive first.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's in the conversation of your thoughts create your reality. If you take your current situation and begin to change the way that you think, or as Wayne Dyer states, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So in the space of your dissatisfaction or whatever else is going on in your life, whether it is career-based or anything else, if you begin to do as what Chris said, begin to close your eyes and really imagine what it is that you want to see when you open your eyes every day, you will begin to see a new reality unfold before you. And you also begin to be able to take what little breakthroughs you have, you know, like that $60, and make new decisions about what you will do with those breakthroughs. You'll see them as gifts and be able to run with it. So I think this is such a beautiful conversation. And I love, you know, that the three different stages of the Magic 12 program and how you work to really help first change the way that we're looking at things and then grounding what it is that we are creating and then moving on with plans and lining things up so that we can create the life that we want to live. We just have a couple more moments. Is there anything else that you want to share before we close for today?
Sure. Well, first of all, I wanted to thank you for inviting me onto your show, and I'm really glad you're doing a show, you know, because you're obviously following some sort of path or your own bliss here, and you know, I know when I first started out, it was a little scary. You know, you're putting yourself out there in front of a lot of people, and you know, you could feel a little vulnerable. So I just want to commend you for doing the show, and also thank you for having me on.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that, and we do wish you a magical birthday tomorrow. I hope you have a fun day, and the fun day is celebrating your life.
Thank
we
you.
Are all happy that you are here and bringing your light and your work to the world.
Thank you, and also, if anybody wants to learn about the Magic 12, it's at themagic12.com, and you could also go to my website, christophersalamini.com, and contact me through there. I don't bite. You know, if anybody has any questions, they can contact me.
All right, perfect. Thanks so much, Christopher, again. Happy birthday to all of our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we wish you love. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.